Pardon me. Yes, you. I couldn't help but notice you staring at me from across the library. I see you doing it often. Well, I'm here almost every week. The Mage's Library has much grand knowledge to offer, even to a simple elf like me. You are always here. You must be a great mage. I am mistaken. Truly. You work here. I see. So, you are not a great mage? A bookkeeper? A librarian? I see. I'm shocked, I must admit. You have the look about you. Let me see your hands. Yes. I recognize these marks. You've tried your hand at magic before, haven't you? You're no good. No, I don't believe that for a second. I imagine you are here so frequently because you consume the knowledge on these pages. However, surely you must know the greatest practice is, well, practicing. You can't simply read spells and hope to master them. I bet you need a teacher. Someone who is natural at it. A natural born master is someone like me. Well, you're not blind or stupid. You can see that I'm an elf. Elves are well known for their magical intuitions. I myself am not excluded from that. Of course, I know a great deal of spells that I could teach you. All beginner, I'm afraid. It was never to my liking, though it is expected of all elvish children in school to learn. Because I can see that you're very passionate about it. And it's inspiring to see. Of course it is. To see people so filled with pure love for a subject. Even if it is one that I do not particularly enjoy myself, I would be more than happy to help immerse you in it. So it's a date then. What? What's with that face? Oh, come on. Don't be coy. I know how badly you want me. The side eyes, the staring. Elves are quite common nowadays. So, I know it's not because you have some sort of distaste. I rather think it's quite the opposite. You might be crushing on me. Is that it? I don't mind. There's no need for you to be shy. Look. I've had my fair share of love interests in my days. Elves age slower than your kind. I'm much older than I look. More experienced, and quite frankly, I don't enjoy the games. Dancing around the subject. Being shy. There's no need for it. I'm simply saying what I see, and what I see is that you have an attraction for me. One that I may reciprocate. But we won't know, will we? Unless we explore our options. Which is what I'm trying to get you to do. So, you will go out with me. And if we find we like each other, I will teach you everything that there is to know. See? Now we're talking. You're using that keen mind of yours. I think it's very attractive. Oh, yes. Brains are to be valued above all. You can be stunning, but as dumb as a rock. And what is that good for? Nothing. Well, at least that's my point of view on it. Yes. It's people like you that run the world. People with both the wit and ambition to do so. So, it's very important I give you every opportunity to nourish that brain of yours. You could do great things. And if all works out, I would be by your side throughout it all. But I'm getting ahead of myself. For now, won't you walk with me? Oh, you can leave the books. You won't be needing them now. Everything I'm going to teach you is stored right here, in my head. The words on those pages won't do you any better. Me, on the other hand, I will be a great teacher. Or at least I think so. I hope so. I think so. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? Oh yes, I know it's cheating. This isn't our date yet, but I admit I'm curious. You must tell me. Start with whatever you wish. Your name, perhaps. Where you're from? Is that so? It's a very unique name. Lovely. I am Geneva. Though you can call me Gina for short. Most non-elves do so regardless of how I feel. So I've grown accustomed to it. Thank you. You're very kind. I'm glad you like it. I used to hate it when I was younger. I always dreamt of having a fashionable but normal name. A common one. However, now that I'm older, I've grown to appreciate it more. Tends to happen that way, don't you think? And you said you were from... You didn't. Right, forgive me. Where? Goodness. That's quite far. I do hope your family doesn't miss you too much. That's good. Oh. goodness, you wouldn't want to hear about mine. Very big. So many. I was so grateful to go out on my own and explore the world. It was quite lonely at times, but a beautiful experience regardless. One I'm still enjoying. There's a great many wonders in this world, and many of them should be experienced alone, but others require a partner, if you know what I mean. Yes, of course. What got you into magic, if you don't mind my asking? You seem very passionate. Surely there was a specific moment, point in time. That is adorable. You were inspired by past heroes. Really? You do like her? I used to read stories about her when I was a child. Great warrior mage. She used to inspire me. I had a poster of her on my wall. If you can believe that. I know. Quite cheesy. But I was obsessed. I wanted to be just like her. Even though she wasn't an elf, but nobody was going to tell me I couldn't be just like her. I was a stubborn little thing. Well, I grew out of that phase. I realized I was never going to be a hero. But I did other things that were heroine-like. Oh, those are stories for another time, not now. But on that date, I'd be more than happy to go over them all. Exactly. We could go on it now. Of course. There's a cafe just down this hall. Really? If I'm being honest, I didn't expect you to so readily agree. But who am I to deny you? You seem like you know what you want. Suddenly. Fine. Let us be on our merry way then. Come with me down this hall. Oh, it's a shortcut, silly. Don't you know? The best way to go is the one no one's taking. Less foot traffic, if you will. What? You don't trust me? Silly you, then, for following me down here. Oh, I meant nothing of the sort by it. Only that you're quite naive. All these turns and it's quite far away from many people now. You only just met me. And you followed me all the way down here. I could do all sorts of things to you. You don't think I could? Weren't you the one who wanted to learn magic from me? And if I am as good as I say I am, I could subdue you. But then again, You are so easy to read. Perhaps if I tried, we might find that you liked it. What? You're making a face. Your cheeks are starting to turn red. You don't like it when I'm this close to you. If you're scared, then you should run. But you don't seem to be moving. You do want me, don't you? The way you're always staring at me. The way you turn away quickly as soon as I look at you. You're shy. You want a woman who knows exactly what she's doing, don't you? I can be that woman for you. I can teach you more than just magic. I can teach you how to feel alive. Would you like that? Of course you would. You're good. You're obedient. You're submissive. I'm going to touch you. Is that all right? Good. Already? My, you really are inexperienced, aren't you? Or perhaps this is just something you've secretly always wanted to happen, but never did. Now it's finally happening and you just can't hold back. But it's all right. I'm going to take care of it for you. I'm going to please you in every way that I know how. I'm going to make you feel so good that you never want it from anyone else. Because that is what I like to do. To drive you crazy. Mad with lust. I want you to only come to me in my voice. No one else. What? You think that's selfish? Why? I'm just possessive. Territorial. I'm not sure which you would rather use. I can't have you coming to anyone else, can I? No, that just won't do. You're mine. All of you. Mine. I don't want you to ever do this with anyone else, do you understand? Just me. I've claimed you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Good. Now that that's settled, we can begin. Let's see. What do we want to teach you first? There are so many things that we... Have you ever eaten pussy before? Would you like to try? You needn't worry about that. Granted that it's your first time, there's a certain understanding that you probably won't be very good. And if I, as your current sexual partner, understand that and am asking you to do it anyways, then you really have nothing to worry about. Yes, right here in the hall. Are you worried someone's going to come down here? You're the one that works here. Do you think someone's going to come down here? Exactly. So, I'm going to lay up against this wall, and you're going to lay on your belly. You're going to place your head here, between my thighs, and wrap your arms around my legs. And use that tongue of yours. Slowly, goodness. There's no need to dive into it. It's not going anywhere. Take it easy. Good. Don't be afraid to use your fingers. You may find that they just slip. Considering your nose is likely always in a book, I had low expectations. But you're quite good. Quite good indeed. Stop. I would be quite embarrassed if I came before you, especially since I'm meant to be the one in control here. Do you want to go all the way? Yes, I'm afraid I don't have any. You'll have to do it raw. Does that bother you? Good. It's all right. I can guide you where it's meant to go. Here. Closer. Put your knees up. Good. And in. Oh, goodness. I want you to move, but Only when you feel comfortable. Exactly how to use it. It's a rare talent. Go deeper. You did well. Better than I expected. Right. Your spells, you've more than earned them. But we can't do it here. No. We must go someplace special.